Generic performance objectives. While competitive priorities are performance objectives at the functional and operational rather than the overall organizational strategy level, it is important to consider them up front, as they influence so many other decisions. Operations strategy describes 5 generic performance objectives that can be prioritized to create strategic advantage if they match the requirements of key customer segments: speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, and cost. You may know some of these by different names. An organization will select and prioritize objectives based on factors including competitive strategy, customer segment requirements, stakeholders' perceptions, sustainability strategy, product life cycles, and manufacturing environment. Meeting its goals may require trade-offs in the way the organization weights these performance objectives. Speed. Speed refers to the time that elapses between the beginning and the end of a sales transaction. The importance of speed as a performance factor will vary among industries. Some require speed of response to customer orders. The customer's needs are time-sensitive. In order to compete more effectively, some operations must be able to get products or services in front of customers more quickly. For example, a winter jacket manufacturer must get product out to stores in time to capture cold weather sales. If a manufacturer sells directly to consumers, it must ship the ordered jacket within a defined period of time. A business strategy based on speed of delivery is referred to as time-based competition, TBC, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a broad-based corporate strategy that emphasizes time as the vehicle for achieving and maintaining a sustainable, competitive edge. Its characteristics are as follows. 1. It deals only with those lead times that are important to the customers. 2. The lead time reductions must involve decreases in both the mean and the variance. And 3. The lead time reductions must be achieved through system or process analysis. The processes must be changed to reduce lead times. Reductions in lead times are achieved by changing the processes and the decision structures used to design, produce, and deliver products to the customers. TBC involves design, manufacturing, and logistical processes. Achieving speed requires analyzing all the steps in the transaction and identifying opportunities for shortening each step and the gap between steps. Dependability. Dependability refers to keeping promises to customers, which could mean promised delivery time or promised volume. For example, the jacket manufacturer may perform dependably and with quality when a promised shipment of 100 jackets in the designated sizes and colors arrives at a warehouse or retail store within the designated delivery period. Flexibility. Flexibility has 2 dimensions, volume/1009 and agility. Volume/1009 flexibility refers to an operation's ability to provide a range of different types of products or services, to introduce new products/services and redesign existing ones. Different varieties of products or services within a given time. Different levels of output. Different delivery dates. For example, advancing a promised delivery date. 2nd, flexibility refers to how quickly and efficiently an organization can respond to changes, to changing production lines from one product to another, to responding to a customer's need for an earlier delivery date, or to increasing throughput to meet increased demand. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary describes this ability as product 1009 flexibility, the ability to change over quickly to other products produced in a facility as required by demand shifts in 1009. Quality. Quality can be described in 2 different ways, by the specification of the attributes of the product or service, and by the compliance of the product or service with its specifications. In other words, whether a product or service is perceived as delivering the expected attributes. Quality specifications can vary widely. Compare, for example, 2 winter jackets. Both are hip length and have hoods. Beyond those attributes, though, the 2 jackets vary greatly in their grade. The high-grade jacket is made of more advanced fabric that offers better breathability, is more resistant to wear, and has a more fashionable color. Its openings are sewn to decrease the infiltration of cold air and water, and it has heavy-duty zippers. The low-grade winter jacket is made with less expensive fabric that will not wear as well. The jacket fasteners are lighter. The differences in the attributes translate into the jacket's costs and prices to consumers. As long as each consumer feels that they have received the value they expected, whether that was for an expensive jacket or a less expensive one, the jacket has quality. It is fit for the consumer's use, whether that be to wear a jacket that is perceptibly expensive or to stay acceptably warm. The 2nd aspect of quality, compliance with specifications, can affect consumer satisfaction with the value they have received. Each jacket is supposed to comply with specifications, type and amount of material used, seam requirements, quality inspections, and so on. If the product does not comply with those specifications, it is poor quality. A high-grade jacket with a zipper that breaks after a few wearings has poor quality. And a low-grade product with a sturdy zipper that does not break until the end of the jacket's lifetime has good quality. Cost. The cost objective can refer to the goal of lowering unit cost, with the goal of increasing profit or increasing competitive edge by lowering price. It can also refer to the return on a capital investment and to the operation's ability to maintain working capital to fund operations. This can be accomplished through an ability to collect from customers to maintain low levels of inventory and to achieve high inventory turns. Turning inventory into revenue quickly